albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right. It's the second hour of the countdown. If you're just joining us, you missed the first hour, you can get that online. We'll tell you a little bit about that later, but it is the Earshot 20. We are now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian will kindly let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
It'll be in my splash. I can't even say those words.
Your expleshed pressure?
Yeah, sure. I keep trying to combine words, but I'll be happy to tell you about our number 10, which is an awesome album title, which combines two words. So maybe it's not just me. Earshot's the national campus and community radio report, which you can find, as always, at earshot-online.com, or just search for Earshot in whichever search engine you choose to use, and it'll find this great website, including the national top 50 of the most played releases across Canada on community radio for the week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, May 17th, 2016, we bring you selections of the top 20. And as Anthony mentioned, as we move into our second of 2 hours of the program, we're about to bring you the top 10, including the most played album of the week. You can also find charts regionally for over 30 campus and community radio stations. They put out their top 30 most played records that becomes the national top 50. And there's also charts for genres both nationally and regionally for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns. And go and check it out as well. There's lots of volunteers writing reviews, interviews, and so much more. And as always, you can find that at earshot-online.com.
Yeah, that's all online, and we're online too. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, at Earshot 20, our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure. We're happy to do that for you. We will do it in the form of a feature. We'll play something from your latest release and give you an interview. We've got the top 10. Steven's back with us in this hour of the program as well with more music news, and Brian is going to have the lowdown for you a little later on, but we're going to get it all started with number 10.
At number 10, it is Laura Sauvage, dropping from 7 to 10, is her debut solo release, Extraordinormal. And you're going to hear No Direction Home. Then a big debut for Lab Coast, no big surprise there. They have a new one out called Remember the Moon. It's at number 9, and we'll hear Wish We Were Anywhere. And Parquet Core sticking around from 4 to 8 this week. Human Performance is their new album. You'll hear Steady on My Mind.
Laura Sauvage, your number 10 this week, No Direction Home. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Winter's coming. Snow on the bank, the money is frozen, gotta fill up the tank. I ain't got far to drive, but it's when I come back. Wasting days up to midnight, trying to find my jack. The wind on my window keeps me up, I think. The dreams I make are starting to shrink. The fire is gone, was it here? Second exit, it left by the hall. I see Mother Mary on top of the door. Of course she carries her name like a horse. She's been going around looking for the fire. Nothing was found except the shame of desire. The air is heavy, with the breathing, just take me in. I've been going around, trading fire for fuel. I can't afford to sell, I've got
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Surprise. At a loss, I
Was Parquet Core. They have a new one out called Human Performance. Last week, number 4. This week, number 8 on our charts. And you heard a track called Steady on My Mind. In the middle there, a debut for Lab Coast at number 9 on our charts. Remember the Moon and Wish We Were Anywhere was the name of that track. And Laura Sauvage kicks off that set and our second hour into our top 10. At number 10, down from 7, is the record Extraordinormal. And you heard No Direction Home.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are on the phone with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor there and brings us music news every week from exclaim.ca, and you can check that out as well as pick up a copy on a stand near you every month. Right now, we're going to kick news off in this hour of the program with an announcement of the winner of the 2016 Prism Prize.
Yes, now in its fourth year, the annual Prism Prize is, of course, awarded to a director for the best Canadian music video of the year. And the gala for this year's winner was held May 15th in Toronto, where the award was given to Philip Sportel for Cal Madsen's Avalanche video. The $10,000 award for Canada's best music video was handed out in Toronto at a ceremony at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. It followed, of course, a long list of 20 finalists, which were further narrowed down to 10. Along with Sportel's victory, the Prism Prize Audience Award was presented to director Eva Michonne for Death From Above 1979's Virgins. And as previously reported, Director X won the Prism Prize Special Achievement Award, which honors, quote, a Canadian music video artist for their artistic achievements and exceptional contribution to music video art on a world stage. He was, of course, nominated this year for the main prize for his ubiquitous video for Drake's Hotline Bling, while Christoph Brandl took home the Arthur Lipset Award, established to, quote, recognize an innovative and unique approach to music video art. You can see the whole list of 2016 finalists at exclaim.ca, where you can also watch the excellent Avalanche video. The video was one of my picks. I am on the Prism Prize jury, and it sort of takes a square frame and frames Cal Madsen in a single shot video, so the whole thing is continuous, and he's posing for all of these classic album photos, and you kind of have to spot which is which. It's a lot of fun, especially if you're a big music fan. So do check it out if you have a moment.
Awesome. And it looks like a lot of deserving directors were nominated there, and really quite a few could have won. Anybody could have won.
There were some really, it was honestly tough competition. I also voted for the Harrison video, which made it to the final 10, the Fast Romantics video, which made it to the final 10. So definitely some very, very cool stuff. Check it out at exclaim.ca.
All right, well, we will continue on with the music news. Aukerville River return with a new album.
Yeah, this was a big surprise to me. Aukerville River celebrated the 10th anniversary of their classic Black Sheep Boy last year, and they're now giving listeners something to celebrate in 2016 with the announcement of a new record called Away. The latest effort from Will Sheff and Company will arrive on September 9th through ATO. A press release explains that the album was recorded in Long Island, New York, using the same console on which Steely Dan's Aha and John Lennon's Double Fantasy were both recorded, which is fun. Sheff explained the album's genesis in a statement which you can read at exclaim.ca, in which he talks about the strange couple of years he's had. His grandfather passed away. The music industry has been really crazy. Lots to read there, some very, you know, interesting and poignant stuff. Along with the album announcement, the band also revealed a lengthy run of tour dates, which will take them through North America and Europe. And while the only Canadian stop at this current time is in Montreal, there may be more to come. So check out exclaim.ca. You can see the track listing for Away, as well as all of the tour dates.
And we will round it out talking about tours with an announcement from Division.
Yeah, Division are a very cool Toronto duo. They just released their pretty excellent R&B album titled September 5th earlier this month. I know, confusing. And coming off the announcement that they'd be hitting the road for OVO Fest and with Drake this summer, the R&B duo have now unveiled plans for a headlining trip of their own. Division's partnership of vocalist Daniel Daly and producer 1985 posted a tour poster on May 16th through their Twitter account, explaining that they'll be heading out on their first ever trip this June. While venue details have yet to be revealed in full, the 11-date tour will take place throughout June and will kick off in Vancouver and also hit Montreal and Toronto. Like I said, they'll also be supporting Drake and Future in July and September as part of the Summer 16 tour, and they will be hitting the stage at OVO Fest. You can see all the dates and hear some of their songs at exclaim.ca.
Thanks so much, Stephen, for the news again this week. Appreciate you on the program every week. And now we are going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week. I said week a lot right there, didn't I?
It's a good week.
It is a good week.
It's not a week. My song pick this week is from Catronata's new album. It's called 99.9%, and it's out now on XL Records. It truly is incredible. Catronata, of course, a Montreal producer, making huge waves in the music industry right now, and just released an excellent video for a song called Light Spots from his new album. You can see the video online, but you're about to hear the song right now by Catronata on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring M83, Deftones, Wolf Parade, Director X, White Lung, PJ Harvey, and our summer screens preview. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
I want to tear it up, walk through the door to new life, and I will be in love. Before I start, I keep nobody close to me.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Hooded Fang from the album Venus on Edge into our show for the second week at number 12 last week. At number 6 this week, you heard Dead Battery. And Operators in there as well. Blue Wave is their latest. You heard Nobody dropping from 3 to number 7. And we had a double dose this week of Catronata from his latest album. It debuted last hour at number 18. It is called 99.9%. And one of the tracks from that record was Stephen Karlik's pick of the week. You heard Light Spots.
There you go. We have some more music to bring your way. And coming up on the other side of that, we're going to have the lowdown. We'll tell you about some of the debuts. Not as many debuts this week as we've had in the past, but still definitely a chance for them to move up. And I'll make my predictions again for this week. If I feel that there's some, remember I said this last week, I'm not always going to do three. It's going to be whether or not I feel like there's somebody who can move in. So there you go.
That's fair. Yes, and that is the result of having a few debuts in the actual program this week. And we have an abnormally high debut, our last debut this week at number 5. One of Anthony's favorite band names, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They have a new one out called Nonagon Infinity. And you're going to hear a track called Invisible Face. And as well, Radiohead, one of Anthony's picks last week, his second of 3 correct picks this week. And they rise from number 35 to 4. Their newest album is called A Moon-Shaped Pool. You'll hear Glass Eyes.
See ya.
it's the Earshot 20.
That was Glass Eyes by Radiohead. Their long-awaited new album is called A Moon-Shaped Pool. It debuted at 35 last week. It's at number 4 this week. Anahai debut at number 5 for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for their new album, Nonagon Infinity. You heard Invisible Face.
All right, we have 3 more tracks, but before we get to them, we need to bring you the lowdown. That is, of course, the debuts below the top 20. We get this from the National Top 50. Can't play the whole 50, but we like to tell you what's debuting below the top 20 because they do have a chance to make it into the top 20. Here it is.
All right, we only have 5 debuts to tell you about this week, a more normal week after lots and lots of debuts over the last few programs. Andy Schauf has a new single out called The Magician. It debuts in our first spot this week at number 49. Jesse Lanza follows up her Polaris shortlisted debut from a couple of years back with a new album called Oh No, again on Hyperdub, and it debuts at number 45. The new one from The Burning Hell is on Headless Owl Records, and it's called Public Library. It debuts at number 44. A new one from Mint Records by the band Supermoon, debuting on their label with Playland and on our charts at number 35. And the highest debut on our charts this week as at number 27, Soft S, with a new album out called Absolute Truth.
There you go. Thanks for that, Brian. And now we will get into the top 3 albums that are charting. Are we on 3? I think we're on 3.
We are?
Yeah, okay. Are you I confused myself for a second because I thought, no, maybe we're on 5. Sometimes we do the lowdown before 4 and 5. Sometimes we do it before 3. I just...
Are you not choosing any of these be in our charts? I should mention that the one that you picked that is... you picked 3 last week. You picked Grays and Radiohead and White Lung. And White Lung did not make it into our charts, our top 20 this week. It rose from a debut of 47 to number 42. But I think that it's... because a lot of stations haven't received a copy yet. I can't speak for all stations, but I know we don't have a copy here.
So you're saying yet. That so I probably would have been right.
Yeah, no, yeah. For sure. Definitely a very, very popular Canadian band who have topped our charts previously as well. So I'm sure we'll be looking forward to playing them in the near future here. There's I have some good picks. Debuts on there.
I have 2 picks. These are my picks to make it into the top 20 from the from below the top 20. Jesse Lanza and The Burning Hell.
Those are all fair.
Both of those are fair, right?
Yeah, no, there's definitely some good... There's only a couple debuts this week, but there's some really good ones. And I think it just kind of all comes down to the same thing, whether or not people are, all receiving the record at the same time and spinning it. And I know those are all great Canadian records that people are paying attention to. So we'll see what happens next week. But as always, the chart should be pretty interesting. And we'll jump into our top 3 here and...
Sounds great.
Find out in about a week's time whether Anthony is
whether I was right
on the
not.
winning bets,
the winning side of history
or not. All right, at number 3, we're gonna move into it here. It is Plants and Animals. They have a new one out called Waltzed In From the Rumbling, and it rises 2 spots this week. You're gonna hear a track called Flowers.
Together again.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Mothers of the Sun by Black Mountain. Again, at number one is the album Four, and before that, Soon, sitting still at number two with Hold Still and a track called Careful. At number three this week, up two spots, Plants and Animals. Walson from The Rumbling, you heard Flowers.
That does it for us. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and the countdown is done for another week. Check it out online if you want to download the program, radioforall.net, podcast the show on iTunes, hear us on about 25 partners of the station. No matter how you're listening, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown. Until then, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.